Shur Al from Bava Kama, Hey Ol, Hey Tov Shemem Beis, August 24th, 1982, on Tuesday. Continue.
The axe to go, even with the attention, but it's highly unusual for an axe to go with it detention. So anyway, if the Bible had only mentioned the Pasuk in Lochi, and that Pasuk deals with Kamai Pruchi, detention. So I would say, when does the Torah say that because it's Mishune, so he pays only half damages the first 2 times, that's only the goals with detection. But detection, it's not so unusual. And so then he pays whole damages in the first. So then he mentions the Pasuk, and we can't even count on Bohem Aminaga. The Rai is from the Siva Pasuk, Bohem Aminaga. So that means that the term Nigiche, to attach dogs. So that means that even attach dogs is not considered a usual thing, and the male is Mishune, and he pays only half damages the first 2 times. And when I would think about that, I would have a new intuition. I would have a simple way to touch my prayer. Now let's see the Rashi. I can't really get Hashem Lech, regular reason for Sakeli, but I can't say I'm a man in Naga. I'm a man in Kiche, דיבר קבולון, נביאים וקסובים. ואני אומר את נער, נביאים וקסובים, מה כל דיבר קבולון נאמר? Why is it called דיבר קבולון? So Rashi time is explained. Because he know the Rashi of the Chadish Dobro, he know that he cannot mention new alohas. Of course, the Vishor, the Al, mitzvahs in Vishor, that the Rebbeinu Shom was mitzvah, we know. But that's only the Vishor, for that moment. But mitzvahs lideris or isur lideris, Inobi has no right to mention. But we do find certain halachas mentioned in the Rebbeim. So the Gemara says many times, Pasuk zeh mitiras mincha lo lomadnu, elo mipi yecheskel ben uzi lomadnu, val Inobi rashoi lechadish dovo, elo Gemara dvir lo, os Inobi ask lechakko. So in other words, whenever Inobi mentions something, and not just the Fishor, so either it is something that the Torah mentions explicitly, and the Novi reprimands the Israelites for not complying with the Torah. For example, we find that Yom Yom reprimands the Israelites for not observing Shabbos. So Shabbos, the Sasekam Ofer is mentioned in the Torah. And sometimes the Novi mentions something that is not written explicitly in the Torah. So obviously, it is Aloch HaMeshim Sinah. So, but then the Novi reminds the Jews of that halacha. But something new could not be mentioned by the Lord, except as a Yerusha. So melee, so that means anything, any halacha that is mentioned in the Yerushalayim must be mentioned the Sinai, either in the Torah Shem Chazav or the halachas in the Torah Shem Baalpeh. So that's why we call the Yerushalayim the Yerushalayim, because there are no new halachas in the Yerushalayim. Anything that seems new must have been Kabbalah and Mishnah Sinai. Otherwise, the Novi couldn't mention. So that's why, this is the Rashi in Hadith explaining, that's why the Vim and Ksubim are called Dine Kabbalah. So, Elo Vahala, Vahai Milafu Bikmiya, Holy Gamil Dine Kabbalah, the Chivali Tu, Elo Givu Mil Sebaalu, the Choleicha Dixi Mekicha Kerem, Boche Nitzvi Yoreimea, the Mal Bitein Tekicho Lechachmola, the Tamo Lechoeles, the Mishayar Tam Bixi Dechotze Eskaspe, the Mishal Lechotze Eskaspe, we would see Shalom, Shalom, Shir, Lechaz, Asher, Yim Shalom, Yim Shalom, Hanem, Yim Kerem, Tusho, Dung, Yim Kerem, Tzikiyo, Beit Nama, Uch, Yim Shalom, Zah, Abim, Lah, Kerem, Yim Shinel, Detect Storms, She Held, Among the Deep, Vinok, Chod, Dosom, Bagam, Yim Shalom, Tam, Kol, Nezik, Yishim, Yim Dabat, Bekach, It's highly unusual, Yil, Hoi, Yim, Bayim, Vishnam, Yom, Zay, Avon, Chod, Beres, Vimur, Chil, Eim, Yikum, Hedesu, Afilu, Tchilo, Yim Shalom, Yim Shalom, Toshma, Yikam, Yim, Alright, now I think we'll leave it here. Now I just wanted to say 2 things. First of all, the shuri are going to be the first in the shuri, whether it's in the Okame or it's in the Hasile, is to be the first in the shuri.
Shir Beis and Bava Kama Yud El Hitokshim Mem Beis, August 29, 1982, on Sunday.
Is duchte to itone hey. Kumo yo. Yom gmore gabi shi shesra yobis nizikin u vabo mechus rekapo. Viz duchte diktone. So Tesis considered every word in the gmore. Is duchte to itone hey kumo yo. ובגמור גם שלושה שרוב יסניזיקים ועבור מחוס את הפורת ואיז דוח דריקטון ההם כי דריקטון העבור שומרנה ועבור ראשי שומרנה So in other words, sometimes we find in the Mishnah that the Mishnah uses the Loshen Hay and sometimes it doesn't use the Loshen Hay ואין תנא רמי גומר עבור ויסניזיקים כי דיקום הדלת ראשי שומרנה Why is there a verb? In Rosh Hashanah, so we say Dalet Rosh Hashanah, and in here in Bolakame we don't say Abol of this Nizikin Hay. V'yesh Leima Shalibo Lehagid Arba of this Alol V'rizek Yerizek. So Tesis says in the Teretz that here the primary purpose of the Mishnah is not to tell us how many nizikim there are. But the primary purpose in telling us that lo yizek yizek. So mainly he doesn't have to say, hey, they are Rosh Hashanah, the primary purpose is in telling us the number of Rosh Hashanah. So he has to say, hey. But here, the primary purpose is just to point out that if the Torah had mentioned she'ir, I couldn't deduce mabe from it. If the Torah had mentioned mabe, so I couldn't deduce sure from it. But, so Agavuche, the Mishnah mentions the Abor is Nizikin, but that's not a primary purpose, so that's why he doesn't say hey. Uktsas Koshet, the Bigmore Muchar, the Nochis Tanel in Yone, midi Porich, Vitane Didon, Maitane, Loihone, Loitone Hane, the Kachish Lema, the Asian came as Loitone Hane, actually Tesis already mentioned Chutzakapor. But then the first Teretz, so it was not a Teretz as to the variance between Krises, Chutzakapor, and Abor Misnizikin. So at first Tesis just gave a Teretz as to the variance between Abor Misnizikin and Abor Rosh Hashanah. But as to the variance between Krises, Chutzakapor, and Abor Misnizikin, Tesis didn't even discuss. Now, Tesis says that there is no kpeli. I mean, sometimes it does mention him, sometimes it doesn't mention. Right. Hashir ba'be yapir bekuntres kesila shenichnu leparashe sidron benish. Sidron benish. Ve'afal gav del mandom arton esher leraglei lo yhave kesila raparashe diregel nachkelom mishilach esbiro dichsi bosabei mikol mokim sheya ksiv kelem leparashe. The high in the kirche and kirche. Or man de oma, ma beze odo, ach o gal de ribosa rabeire, ksi viparshe se meir, ma ke beimi ish almeno, the high in the odo, the azik sheir, lo yichosh lo ishne izik zeder haparshe, lo yifish roche kol kach. In other words, when is the time of the Mishne Makbid? To follow up the order of the Torah, if it is discussed in the same chumash, Mashein came. If one mazik is discussed in another chumash, so then the Tana of the Mishnah is not makti to follow up the order of the Torah. Vishon kiseida lo yarei diseide shema bekidumem. The Rambam pirish the shem odom ksil viparashe kedem is mentioned in Mishpatim ki yigneiv I sheya viuechod mavis nizukin. Diktonu lebrais gemara. In other words, Rambam says that in Achname the Tana is makpid to follow up the order of the Torah. But even though the Odom HaMazik is not even mentioned in Mishpatim, but the general principle of Odom HaMazik so is mentioned in Mishpatim, because Because in the Braise of Rabbeche and in the Braise of Rabchie, so Ganef is also mentioned among the Abis Nizikim. So Mimele, he mentions Mave before him. Luyala Shayakaya Mave. Pirush in Kuwasi Shal Shayaki Kuwasi Shal Mave. The Pshat in Luyala Shayakaya Mave means that the Kule of Shayya is unlike the Kule of Mave. In other words, the Shayya is not in one sense, in certain respects, Shayya. It is not as kal as Mavi. That means, in one respect, Sheir is Mohammed Mavi. So, Mimele, if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, we couldn't deduce Mavi. In Kolosi Shal Sheir, Kolosi Shal Mavi. Can you force on Kamo? Big Mora, Limandoma, Tone Sheir, Likarne, Umava Lishine. According to Shmuel, that Mavi means Shem, and Sheir has reference to Keren. Mishum di Sheir, Kavanosi Lahazik. Umave in Kavanosi Lahazik. So the male lifichoch yikos rachmon esheia keren lo yose mave minei shu kal minei, because I could say that in one sense sheia keren is more homo. The kule of sheia is not like the kule of mave, because sheia is not a skull in one respect like mave. Sheia in one respect is more homo than mave. What's the chumre of sheia? As against Mabe, because Sheir is Kavanos Lahazik. Lufichoch ikos rachmon Sheir lo se Mabe menei shu kal menei. Vein perushe kisho mikim ishe betalmo. Loi rei ze dehoso perushe in chumrei shal ze ke chumrei shal ze. Because usually when the Gemara mentions loi rei ze ke rei ze, so it means that the chumre of this is not like the chumre of that. Ulkach in achumre es geim rei ze adin las ad shal ishe ben gir ladin. Ishinu kana talmo perushe מישום בקיימץ, מישום יזכיר החומר תחילו, ולא יזה וזה שיש בין רוח חיים, because he mentioned, ולא יזה וזה שיש בין רוח חיים, כי הרי ראש, so what does it mean? That those מזיקים הוא אבי רוח חיים, are in a certain respect, more homo, than the מזיק that has no רוח חיים. So that's why he mentioned it all the way. In that sense, Lo yarasher in regard to Sheir and Mave also. Lo yarasher kerei Mave, that the kula of Sheir is not like the kula of Mave. That means, in a certain respect, Sheir is more homo than Mave. So if the Torah had mentioned Sheir, I couldn't learn out Mave from right now. The real important taste verse is Lo yizeh vizeh sheyish ben ruachayim kerei. V'lo yizeh vizeh sheyish ben ruachayim kerei oish. Gam Sheir o Mave lo yehutzrach miforish achon. Now the question is, how is it that when the Mishnah discusses the relative chumres of relative chumres or kules of Sheir and Mave zekeneged ze, so the Mishnah doesn't spell out in what sense is Sheir more chomo than Mave, and what sense Mave is more chomo than Sheir? Just said it. We are a Sheir from Mavi. The Kula of Sheir is not like the Kula of Mavi. In other words, the Sheir in a certain respect is Mohammed the Mavi. We are a Mavi Kara Sheir. That in a certain respect, Mavi is Mohammed the Sheir. But it doesn't say in what respect. It doesn't spell out the respect in which Sheir is Mohammed the Mavi. But then when it mentions the comparison or the contrast between Sheir and Mave vis-a-vis age, so there the Mishnah spells it out. Why is it so? So Tisha says, "Kam Sheir or Mave mitzvah for Eish Achum Bekoch." Mishum dechad mechad kalim tzechein lebeachot. Mashein ki mechad veire. Vod liton hoch. Lo yare ish yare Asheir u Mave. Why doesn't it? The Mishnah mention that if Eish, that Eish has a certain chumre, that Sheir and Mave together don't possess, kediktan liil lo yara Mave kera Sheir, mishum shelo yoyim yochel lintzeil chumre, mashein mishnei. Because there is no one chumre that each has that neither Sheir and Mave possesses. the, what would you say, what is the unique characteristic of age? What's the unique characteristic of age that is not shared by any other mazhab? There is one characteristic that is peculiar to age, that is not shared by any other mazhab. That is kehachamura of age. Because how does age operate? Whether it's the ab of age or the tov of age. Now the ab of age means fire. So you make a fire in your own courtyard, and then the fire spreads. How does the fire spread? Because there is a wind. So there is an external factor that cooperates with the person who made the fire. And as a result of the cooperation between the person who made the fire and the wind, so damage results. But that is true only of age. Adam Aziki don't have that characteristic of kehachamurbe. So why couldn't the Mishnah say viloi aveyoish ke asheya vehamabe shareyo haish kehachamurbe ke vehamabe vehashev amabe in kehachamurbe? No, the answer is because the fact that in age, so there is another factor involved, that's no humre, on the contrary. That could be a reason as to why, even though Adam Azikim, so the owner is higher, but age may be, the owner should be put up, because after all, he's not the sole cause of the damage. There is another factor, that he didn't produce, the wind was not produced by him. He didn't set the wind in motion. He just made a fire. So on the contrary, this peculiar characteristic of Kehacham Urbei could only be a kule, not a chumre. So in Meile, we couldn't say that if the Torah had reached age, I couldn't learn out Sheir and Mabe from it. Why? Because Sheir is more chumre than because age is more homo than shiramabe, in the sense that age is kehacham urbe. Age is kehacham urbe, that's a kule. So on the contrary, I could say kalochena, if age, even though it's kehacham urbe, so there is less of a reason that the owner should be higher. Still is higher, so certainly the Adam Aziki, who is not kehacham urbe, certainly should be higher. So he says, "Di mishum kehacham urbei ve'yoch l'daitik m'sheirei ein zechumre l'choshu le'ga b'chimba ve'ish m'sheya v'hode al-minu l'kamon gab." So this is what Jesus says. This is what Jesus says. I mean, even though, I mean, it is quite reasonable what Jesus says, but it's not so muchach. So Jesus says that kehacham urbei is not a chumre. Kehacham urbei is a kumre. ועוד אמינו לכמון גרבוני סכיני, מי שאיש לי כהכח אמור על בי, ואין הלך לדייטי, so the Gemara says that אבוני סכיני מצוי, שאיכון רשגג אל נופל ברוח מצויו, and then they were mazik בעדד עזרה, in the course of the motion of the fall, so they were mazik, so then the owner, the one who deposited the אבוני סכיני מצוי on top of the roof. So he's chayev. So the Gemara says, just as ish is kehacham urbei, and he is chayev. So here too, is kehacham urbei is chayev. So the pshat there is not that kehacham urbei is a chumre, and this is the reason as to why the Torah is mechayev the bala ish. No, but what the Gemara means is this: just as ish, so the one who made the fire is chayev, in spite of the fact that there is another factor responsible for the damage. Still is higher. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so you should also be higher, the one who deposited the Abone Sakim Masoi. Excuse me, rest me later. So you should also be higher. Abone Sakim Masoi, Shin Yichom Rish Gagel in Oflu, Behad the Azle. Because, in spite of the fact that it's Gia Chachamur. Hore Gomer, Maishnei Shabbat Mishkei Chachamur Abay. Holy is Chayavay, Mishum Shumamino, Ushmirose, Sabonisakin Mesoye, in spite of the Kehacham Urbei, he should be Chay. Ubi Seife Gabi Beir, Hagel Botsole Meima, Loi Hameyabdeir, Shetfus Asiyos Lenezek, Kareu. But, Beya does have the peculiar humre, does have the peculiar humre that is not shared by the three mazikim of Sheir, Mave, and Beish. What's the peculiar humre of Beya? Because Beya, so at the very outset it is a takor. An ish, you cannot say that it is a takor. An ish, if you don't watch an ish or a sheir and the mave, so you cannot say that at the very outset it is a takor. In other words, a sheir, if you don't watch the ox, so then, or ish, if you don't watch the fire, so it might result in certain damage. Vashayikin Beya, you did the Beya Rishis Rabbi. So at the very outset it is Dakor. It's not just you have to watch it. Even with watching it, it is still a mazik. Sheir, if you watch it, it's not a mazik. It's not a source of damage. It's not a source of damage. If you watch it. If you don't watch it, then it's a source of damage. Mashayikin Beya, you know, sometimes when those who fix the pavement of the street, so they dig a Beya, and then they put up a sign. They put up a sign, danger. That doesn't mean that it's not a source of damage, it's still a source of damage. So Beya, even if you watch, and you put up a sign, it's still as asiyos or nezek. So that's the peculiar humre of Beya. So why doesn't they say it? So the view of the fact that he couldn't say loy because is not a kumre, it's a kule. So Mimele, he didn't say viloi harei abeya ki harei ha-sheir v'ama viloi. V'shivisik bein shubeya v'rotzo lishne itzkele meish din kein avos v'ishvene dikule osem ibeya. The Gemara says that if the Torah had mentioned Beya and one other mazik, so then we could learn out all the other mazik from it. V'atani herich lehadnu tirov yad. Uksos kash. V'mashma de'eishin v'omim yadim. Because the Gemara, Stasis says, from the whole Sugi in the Gemara, because the Gemara discusses, why does the Torah have to mention all the mazikim? Sheir and Mabe and Heber and Beya. So the Torah could mention one mazik, and then we could learn out the other mazikim, because after all, every mazik mentioned by the Torah has the essential characteristic of Momeine Yishmoros HaMalach. So Momeine we could learn out all the other mazikim. Let the Torah mention just one mazik. And that one mazik has the characteristic, it's his property, and it's the obligation is incumbent upon the owner to watch it, and he didn't, so he's chayev. So other mazikim also. So the Gemara says no. If the Torah had mentioned one, so then I could say this one is chayev because that has a special chumre. The other mazikim don't have it. But the Torah said, but then, so that's why it says so. But the Gemara does say if the Torah had mentioned Beya and one other mazik. So then we could learn out all the other mazik would be chayav. So why does the Torah mention every mazik separately? Because of the special laws. Because every mazik has its own peculiar laws. Let's say, for example, Beir is poter ankel, Eish is poter tom. So in other words, let's say Shem Reo is poter vishus rabbi. Only because of the fact that the Torah spells out every mazik individually. So the Torah tells us, in regard to Shem Yeregel, That is part of Mishas Rabbim. But suppose the Torah had not spelled out Chandrayo, and the Torah had just mentioned Beir and Eish, we could still deduce the Chiyuv of Chandrayo. But then we would say, since the Chiyuv of Chandrayo is deduced from Beir and Eish, and Beir and Eish are high Mishas Rabbim, so the male Chandrayo should also be high Mishas Rabbim. But there is a special aloche that Chandrayo is part of Mishas Rabbim, so because of that, the Torah was forced to spell out each mazik individually in order to know that every mazik has its own peculiarities. So we see that if not for the special peculiar aloches, the Torah wouldn't even have spelled out each and every mazik. And one would be mechuyeh for Shem Regel, even though the Torah didn't spell it out, even though the Torah had just spelled out ancient Beir. But the question is, there is aloche of ancient Minadim. We cannot deduce through a kalvachena. We cannot deduce through a kalvachena. Through a kalvachena. We cannot deduce through a kalvachena. An einish. Of Miser or an Eish of Malkes, so maybe an Eish of Momin we cannot deduce a Kalachema either. So it's a Raye that Eish of Momin Adi. We cannot deduce an Eish of Miser of Malkes through a Kalachema, but an Eish of Momin we can use. Now, who is talking here in that Gemara about Kalachema? The Gemara doesn't really talk about Kalachema, the Gemara talks about Ibn Matzil. Matzat. All these, in other words, Mamatzilu. If, let's say, the Gemara has the Kashi, why did the Torah have to mention Shemrei? Let the Torah mention Eish and Beir, and then we could learn out Shemrei. That would be Kalachena, it wouldn't be Kalachena, it's a Mamatzilu, not a Kalachena. So we see from this thesis, that the Halacha of an ancient Minadim is not limited only to Kalachena. It applies to Ibn Mitzinos, and the same thing is mentioned by the Ram in the Dor in Dabdalad Amdalad, on the very top, on the base. Dabdalad on the base, I think, on the top. On the base, on the top. So he says that we cannot be Michael Malkis through a Yalpuzel of Ibn Mitzin. But where does the Gemara say that we, an ancient through a Yalpuzel of Ibn Mitzin? All the Gemara is deal with a kalachena. A kalachena. Mamatzino is not kalachena. Kalachena means when we deduce a minor premise from a major premise from a minor premise. Mamatzino means, in other words, Mamatzino is like is a binyanah. So that means if we find that the Torah mentions a certain aloha in regard to one thing, to one inyan, and so we say that it should apply to another minyan also. That is to be distinguished from a hekesh. When we say a hekesh, so it means not, hekesh means an analogy, you see. A BNR, a mamatzino, represents a certain analogy, and hekesh represents an analogy. On the contrary, the literal meaning of hekesh is an analogy. But there is a basic difference. Hekesh, even though literally it means an analogy, but it does not represent a substantive analogy. Hekesh means yotzo v'hoiso. So is there a substantive analogy between Gerushin and Yerushin? There is no substantive analogy between Gerushin and Yerushin. Gerushin is Gerushin and Yerushin is Yerushin. But the analogy consists in the fact that one is mentioned, yotzo v'hoiso, one is mentioned next to the other. So that's called a hekesh. But in Binyanav, in Amatzino, that's really a substantive analogy. So, but Kalachemea means when the Chachomim deduce a minor premise from a major premise, or a major premise from a minor premise. So where does the Gemara say that an ancient al-Yedei Amatzino, an ancient al-Yedei Binyanav? There is no such Gemara. The Gemara says an ancient Minadin. Minadin means a Kalachemea. So obviously, Teisa Shita is that Ibn Matzino, Ibn Yanav, has the same status as a Kalachema. Just as we cannot on the basis we cannot deduce through it our Danish. So we cannot deduce. An Danish through a B&I, through a Bamatim. And the Rani Gorim Abdallah says the same thing. But it's not such a dumb question. It's not such a dumb question. So it's a Chiddush. Upsos mashma Danishim Momin Rabin. Umichil Tintanye. Kiyiv Tach Michiliche. Im Rapsiche Chaye. Rakhil Likosh. El Lametcho. Shinishim Momin Rabin. There's a Michilte. And the Posse. So the Michilte raises the question. Why does the Torah have to say V'chiyiv Tach Michiliche? If the Torah is, what does Chiyivtach mean? Chiyivtach means that Reuven didn't dig the bear. Somebody else dug the bear, but he closed it. He covered it in a very tight way. Tight way. Let's say you have the sewers. So there is a bear in the sewer. But when it's covered, it's not a bear. It's not a takol. If it is covered. So Chiyivtach means that, let's say, Reuven didn't dig the bear, somebody else dug the bear. But then, the one who dug the bear, he covered the title. Then Reuven came along, he opened it up, so he's high. So, once the Torah says that even the one who opens up the bear, even though the bear was not dug by him, the bear was dug by somebody else, but in view of the fact that as long as it was covered, it was not a source of damage. And by opening it up, it was converted into a source of damage. So he is the mazik. So if a person digs a bear and doesn't cover that, so he certainly should be chayav. So why does the Torah have to say v'chiyivtach v'chiyicheh? So el lametcho. So the mechilta gives the teretz el lametcho sheinein shimo min nadi, to teach us that we cannot, on the basis of a kalachemer, we cannot be manishmon. So if the Torah did not say ki yichre, if the Torah had said just ki yiftach, then I would say, if somebody uncovers a bear, is chayav. But if he digs a bear up, but you ask, how is it possible? It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable, but that's the halacha. Ein eish nadin. So if the Torah had to spell out the chiyiv dach the chiyiv. So we see now, if that's a shita had been that the halacha of Ein eish nadin, could you please close the door? Well, if the Torah, if the kavonis haTorah had been that chiyiv dach, that the halacha of Ein eish nadin Minadin applies only to a kalachena, not to a mamotim, not to a minad. So then, there would be a kasha. Where do we see from our Gemara? Tetzve just mentioned the Gemara of Kishon is Beir, the Chabunai. So, Yalfinum Kuri. Yalfinum Kuri. There it's not on the basis of kalachena, there it's on the basis of a minad. Of a minad. So that we can be managing Misa on the basis of Minad. Mashainke, the Mechilte certainly has reference to Kalachemia, so we certainly couldn't be managing Misa Malkes on the basis of Kalachemia. So maybe we cannot be managing Mami, so what kind of mystery is it? So we see the thesis, Shite is that the Aloha of Nishi Mominadim does not only apply to a Kalachemia, but it applies to a Bianados. The minimals. Then so Taisa says the Kashi. So from the Gemara of Kishon is Beil Lechadin Ali. So Yalfin and Kule. So it seems that it's ancient moment Nadin. And from the Mechilte it appears that in ancient moment Nadin. So Taisa says, Umiu Bifere Kapo, Dorishly with Rosha Achrin, Shaliski Psycho Kriya Bolere, or Yohobi Kira Hakere. She silly my solution. So there. Bishmuel says, Birbishes Rabbi Namachai. Even though one could argue that if somebody digs it there in the Bishus Rabbi, so it's not his mother. So maybe he shouldn't be chayav. After all, this momento, the chayav of Tashlumin is the fact that he didn't watch his property. So Bishleime, if he digs it there in his own courtyard, and then he invites all the people to an open house, so then, so it's his mummy, it's his courtyard. But if he digs a bay on the street, it's not his mummy. Why should he be chayav? Shnad mechayev. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "Beir mishes rabim na mechayev." Why? V'chsiv ki yiftach v'chinichve im apsich hachayev al kriyom kol shmu. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to mention kiyichve, because we could learn it out through kalachimer. So why did the Torah have to spell out kiyichve to advise us that even in the kriya takes place in the Rishus Rabbim, where it's not his mommy, so he's also high. Elo shall we skip psich, while we skip kriya boy. That's Rabbi Shmuel. And then the Rabbonon, they learn out from the fact that the Torah mentioned kiyiche when it was apparently unnecessary. So we learn out that Rizalik Maiserish. In other words, that if, let's say, Reuven dug a bear of nightfall, and then Shimon came and added one tefach, and he made it into tenth of a bear, so then Shimon is the only mazik that is higher, and he is misalik maizerish. So that's the pshat of kiyiche. But, so in other words, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon, they both agree that the Torah didn't put in the expression kiyiche in order to advise us that al kriya is also high. That I would know anyway, because of the kalachena. But the Torah mentioned kiyiche to advise us other aloches, that al iski kriya or chayav, but al iski psichov, al iski kriya bolei, or resalit maizerishe. So that means that our Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbanon Achilik, and the Tanya of the Mechilta. The Tanya of the Mechilta holds that the Aloche of the nation, Minadin, applies into an Inish of woman. And the Tanya, and our Gemara holds that it doesn't apply to an Inish of woman. Anyway, so that is Teisa Shite. So we see two Chidushim in these Teisas. One Chidush is that the Aloche of the nation, Minadin, applies to being an Aves Lava. Not just to Kalachim. The second big chiddush in Teisves is that there is a machlekes between the Mechilta and our Gemara as to whether the halacha of Inein Shemin Adin applies to Momay or it doesn't apply to Momay. According to Mechilta, it applies to Momay as well, not after to Guf, to Mise and Malkes, and according to our Gemara, it doesn't apply to an Inesh of Momay. Now Rabbi Kreya says, I will come on Dalet on the base Teisves, the Brahmas Hovein. Now so they are two days and Teisves. Now Idim Zeyn. So, Idim Zeyn. Pirish Levod, Afim Shil, Mal Pir Idim Zeyn, Idim Chayob. Vishayah, Vimomi, Kasher Zoban, Vimomi, Kasher Osu. The Efshah B'chazor. So now, because there is aloche ligabi mise, and according to most Rishayim, except the Rambam, there is aloche. The aloche applies into malchus of kasher zomam below kasher also. In other words, if two eidim testify that Reuven is chayav mise, and then on the basis of the testimony by the two eidim, so Bezdin was given a dine. Reuven the Mise, and he was already executed, and then after Reuven was executed, so two other Eidim Mazinim came to Bezdin, and they were Mazin, the original Katev, Immanuel Mise. So if the other Mazinim come to Bezdin after the Gmar Din of Reuven, But before Beis Din had an opportunity to execute Ruvein, so then Beis Din has to meet out the same inish against the original Kateri. But if the Mazim come to Beis Din after the execution of Ruvein, so then Kasha Zoman Beloy Kasha also. So the Kasha is, but isn't it a Kalvayla? After all, the crime, the avere of the Edim is greater when the one who was Nigma Dinei was already executed. Then it is where he's the Amizim before the execution takes place. So then his life, then his life is spared. So if the Torah says that the Edim Achayu Misa for the Zoma, even though it was not finalized, that the Hakodes Edim in executing the Nidim, Alachas Kama Bechamo, if it was already finalized as a result of their testimony, slash, they certainly deserve that punishment, is it Kalahimea? But we say an ancient minadim. So that's why we say kashosom and kashos. So the Rebbe says even that by imzeini, and we pass in the thing imzeini is knosik. So pirush Rebbe that from shirin al pirush imzeini chayobim shaya b'momin kashosom and kashosom. The Efshe b'chazor, even though there is a loch of kasha zoman, loy kasha also, but that applies only to mitzvah and to malchus, but it doesn't apply to momen, because by momen it's never also. Right? Beis Din already collected the money, so it can be returned back. Mitzvah or malchus, so it cannot be undone, but momen can be undone. So that's the reward. The Rivim Forech, so the Shita of the Rivim is that the Haloche of Kasher Zoman and Kasher Oso, on a theoretical level, it applies to an Amish of Momin too. But the reason is why, on a practical level, it doesn't apply to an Amish of Momin, because it's still a Kasher Oso. It's a Shabbat Chazor. But on a theoretical level, it does apply. Suppose we visualize a case where it's Yev Sheva Chazor. So then in Ochaname, there won't be any Kuna Chazor. But, practically speaking, it's always Yev Sheva Chazor. There is always a possibility of reimbursing it. So maybe it's there also. But if it will not be possible to reimburse, so then in Ochaname. So then we will apply the aloha of Kashazom and Kashoroso, Ligabe, and Enish of Momentum. Then the Ri is Chere Kamele for us. And he says, Ri before us, it's all like that. The Gabi Momin, the Chalim, the Kalvachema, the Gabi Momin, Enish Madin, the Hodam, the Makas, all the Rogin, Hanim, she also in Enish Madin. The Gemara says, because the Gemara says that he should be hired even if the Edim are Nizem after the execution of the convict. So we should still meet out the Enish of Kasher Zoman against the Edim because of the Kalachemia, because the Avera is even greater if they are Nizem after the execution of the convict. So the Gemara says, no, Enish Min Adin. Enish Min Adin. So that means that if the Aloha had been Enish Min Adin, then Hogu would be Narogi. How would be Narogi? But by Momay, there is no aloche of an ancient Nadi. In other words, the Rishita is that the Nenesh of Momay. So we do meet out on the basis of the Kalachim. An Nenesh of Gur, not, but an Nenesh of Momay, we do meet out. And the Rishita is, on a theoretical level, we should not meet out. But, by Momen, it's always Kasher Zoman. It's not Kasher Oso. But in the Chaname, if we'll visualize a case where it will be Kasher Oso, so then we will not meet out the Enish Mazomen. Why? Because of the Aloche of the Enishin Nadi. So in other words, that means that there is a machlekes between the Rivo and the Ri as to whether the Aloche Ob in ancient Nadine applies to an English of Romain or not? According to the Rivoli, it doesn't apply to an English of Romain, and according to the Rivoli, it does apply to an English of Romain. This is the gist of Rabbeinu's Haore, and he says, I will come on the fine days. So in other words, here Teisve says that there is a machlekes between the Mechilta and our Gemara. Now, if there is a machlekes between Mechilta and our Gemara, obviously we pass like our Gemara. According to our Gemara, so this Teisve says, so it's in Shimonina. But the Mechilta is Chelek. So in other words, so our thesis is in accordance with the sheet of the Vidagal, not in accordance with the sheet of the Rivo. Now, let's see what the Rashbo says about this issue. Why does the Gemara say that if we didn't have the posik of Priya Shei Hodoi, so I wouldn't know that the term Nigiche applies to attached horns. I would only know that the term Nigiche applies to detached horns. So why does the Gemara say so then? I would say that with a Nigiche, with attached horns, is Mechayev Nezik Shalom. At the very outset, the first time. Maybe just the other way around. That since the Torah, so he says, here's the question. Adrav, in the whole time, we shall in Chotzinezik the Chud, the whole Afuke, call it the way of the whole Lemnitva. If we didn't have the posik of Prayer Shei Hodoi, so then I would say that Nigiche applies to Kanaim Pushes, not Kanaim Chuboris. So we have no Xeras Achosu dealing with Kanaim Chuboris. So since we have no Xeras Achosu, maybe the fourth time, we only have damages. So why should you say? So you cannot say, you should say the Chumre, because after all it's an Indian of Mome. So it's an Indian of Mome in the Mome. So whenever there is a Sofik, so it's Lahokil. What does it mean Lahokil? We are not made in Mome from the music. Now, here, if we didn't tell the Posik of Priya Shei Hodoi, so then there would be a Sofik. The Posik of Kiyigach that says that the first three times it's have damages, the owner pays have damages, and from the fourth time on, so the owner pays full damages, that deals with detached homes. It doesn't deal with attached homes. What's the extent of the owner's liability in the case of the Nigiche made by attached homes? So there are two alternatives. One alternative is that in the case of attached homes, so even the first time is higher full damages. The other alternative is that he is never higher full damages. We don't know which alternative to assume. So anyway, we should say that Hamitz Chaver Lahai in case of Sofik. So why does the Gemara say that if we didn't have the posik of Priya Shei Hodoi Rakhalan Kano, then we would have to say that we are Nikicha made with the attached horns, so even the first time we should pay whole damages. That's the kashe of the Rashi. V'yish lema adarab b'nizokin sveike bidu lehachmi v'yisur. So then there's another tariff for the Rashi. But the first tariff of the Rashi is no. In other words, if there hadn't been a posik, or Priya Shei Hodoi Kamadon Kamad. So then it would mean that Kiyigach really has reference to a Nigiche made by detached horns. How about a Nigiche made by attached horns? The Torah doesn't say. The Torah doesn't discuss a Nigiche made by attached horns. So the question is, so it's a Sofik. Whether So, since Nigiche Kinigach has reference to a Nigiche by detached horns, so a Nigiche made by attached horns, so the law is different. Different in what sense? So that's alternatives. Either is different in the sense of the Chumre, or is different in the sense of the Kule. Or the sense of the Kule. So the Rashba in the Kashi said, no, since we don't know, so then we should darshan likule, because sokit momen is lahote, habeit and habeo l'raye. So the Rashba says in the first teretz, no. Since it is sokit, so then we have to darshan lechumre. Why do we have to darshan lechumre? But at all, habeit and habeo l'raye, sokit momen is lahote, sokit momen is lahote, but sokit is sure the raye is lechumre. And the Shittas, and the Rashba is the one who is Chilkan Rambam. The Rambam Shitta is that Tzveke the Raise Minat Hira is also Likure. It's only Midrabono that is Likure. But the Rashba is the one who is Chilkan Rambam. And his Shitta is that Sofik Neveire is Minat Hira Likure. So now, if there hadn't been a Posik, if there hadn't been a Posik of Prayer Sheodal in Kamal and Kamal, so then the term of Kiigach would have reference to a Nigiche made by detached horns. And the Nigiche made by attached horns would not even be spelled out by the Torah, neither one way nor the other. So then would have to decide, how should we dash? Since the posik that distinguishes between the first three times, the owner paying head damages, and after that, the owner paying full damages, it applies, the Torah spells out in connection with detached horns, but does not spell out any liability, whether lechumre or lekule, in respect to attached horns, if you have it by attached horns. So even though sofik mom is lehokeil, but this kind of moment should be lechumre in case of sofik. Why? Because nizikin, the halacha of nizikin does not only imply a chiyuv tashlumi, it implies a nisa also. In other words, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, now we know, if a ganev steals something, so he has to pay kef. If a gazlan robs something, he has to pay kef. But that's descriptive of the chiyuv of a ganev and a gazlan. But besides the chiyuv of the ganav and the gazlan, there is a nisa of neder, there is a nisa of tere, there is a love intention of pleasing neighbor. You're not allowed to steal. Suppose someone will say, all right, I'll pay kef, but I want to steal anyway. So you'll be told, no, you're not allowed. Somebody will say, I'll pay whatever I gazlan, but I want to gazlan it anyway. No, he's not allowed, he's even allowed. Pleasing neighbor and pleasing neighbor. How about Mizam? The Torah, there is a parsha in Mishpatim that if somebody has an axe and doesn't watch the axe, and the axe goes, or the axe is mazik with his shen, with his regal, so the owner is liable. If he makes a fire and it results in damage, so the one who made the fire is liable. If he digs a barrier and somebody falls in, the one who dug the barrier is liable. But suppose someone will say, all right, I'm liable, fine, I'll pay every penny. But I want to be a free person. I don't want to exercise care over my axe. If the axe will go, I'll pay. I'll gladly pay. So is he allowed to act like that? Or Bezin will tell him, no, you cannot act like that. You cannot act like that. In other words, there are two separate halachas. One halacha is, you are liable, and there is a nisa to be negligent in refraining from exercising the proper care over your axe, or over your mummy, or over your baby, or over your age. So the Rashba says in effect that not only does the halacha of Abu Ovis Nizikin imply a liability on the part of the owner, but the nisa also, it's an aveir. Now, this din is mentioned by all the shem. I don't think there is a single issue, there couldn't be such a shem, that Avor Bis Nizikin only implies a chiyuv of money, tashlumi, but no ma'aseh. No, besides the liability, there is an isa, there is an avera, just as a ganav who steals, even though he pays careful, he pays alimony, but he's either and he doesn't have avera, a gazlan, even though he pays and he has the intentions to pay. So he has a ma'aseh, he's either alive. So someone who doesn't exercise the proper care over his property, even though he pays, but he's an avarian, he's a chayim. Where is so bishleim eligad gneive? There is a lot. Where is gneive? Bishleim eligad gzeile? There is a lot. Where is gzeile? But where does the Torah say that we shouldn't be mazik? Even eligad yodim a mazik. Does the Torah say leisazik es momen reyachol? The Torah says leisigzeile. But the Torah doesn't say leisazik. The Torah doesn't say. And where does the Torah say that? If a person has an axe and he lets the axe wander in the street and do whatever the axe wants, even though he pays every penny to the nizek, that he is an avayin, he's an avayin. What does the Torah say? Now, so Rabbi Yehine in his Perush on Pirkei Avos, now that was yesterday's Perek. So the first paragraph in Rabbi Yehine on Pirkei Avos, Meishi Kibbutei Misina. So he says, Meishi Kibbutei Misina, it's not the first paragraph, it's the second paragraph. Meishi Kibbutei Misina, Sogol Yeshua. בין תירה שבחסר, בין תירה שבעותה. שהתירה בפירוש הניתנו. שאם לא יקן, יהיה אפשר למי נמי. without the תירה שבעותה, we wouldn't know anything. We wouldn't know the תירה שבחסר either. שהרי, כוסף הוא השיג זה. וכל נזיקים בכלל לא יישא עליו. ואין הן התירה, שהוא יוקב אוסני שבסינן. אף הפעם שלא נכתב. So he says, when the Torah says, we seek without the Kabbalah of Tirosh Baal Peh, I would say it was has reference only to Gzeilah. No, but the Tirosh Baal Peh, we know that every Nezik, all the Niziki, all the obvious Niziki, obvious, tallness, mean everything. So, Al-Nichlal Nizik. Al-Nichlal Nizik. So that means, according to Rabbi Yehine, not only if a person takes an axe, and he breaks a desk of somebody else, he's able to seize him. If he has an axe, and he lets the axe do whatever the axe wants, but he says, whatever I pay, whatever damage is caused by my axe, I'll pay. He's also able to seize him. That's a big chiddush. Now, you can ask Kikashi, according to Rabbi Yehine, now the halacha is that if somebody gazels, so he's in on the season. Now for every lab, the general rule is that you have Yachai Malkis. If somebody eats Nevel, he eats Chazer. He eats Treifi. So he eats Kosa B'cholo. So he's Chai Malkis. Every lab is Chai Malkis. So if somebody gazels, he should also be Chai Malkis. No. So if somebody, a gazel is not Chai Malkis. A ganef is not Chai Malkis. Why? So, because it's a lav hamitakles. It's a lav hamitakles. So, why? Because Behishim says the lav shabozal. So, if the lav is in higher, and they say, so there is no malchus. Because lav hamitakles. So that's in the case where the dobar hagon for the dobar hagozu is still there. It didn't get lost. It wasn't destroyed. So then there is an essay of the Heishim Sakzeil Ashavos, and that applies to Ganef too. But suppose somebody gazels a chifet and then he burns it, he cannot return the Dobar HaGazel. So then he should be Chai Malkes, but Aloch Ibimoy Makes says that even if it's Nisra, still a Ganef or a Gazel is Potter of Malkes. So there is a machlokes between Teitzves and Rambam. Teitzves says that even if the Dovragon from the Dovragos is Nisra for Nebat, he cannot return the Dovragos. It's still a Lavan Teglesi. Because the Eser Veishes Azila Shavozal implies two things. Veishes Azila Shavozal, Azila Shavozal, if it's bad, if the thing that he gazelled is still bad in specie, so then he has to return the same thing in specie, and if it's not bien, if it's nisra, it's never nailo, so then the same essay of age as a zila shabozal implies that he should pay tashlumim. So even if it's not bien, there is still no malchus because of lava nitekles. That's the sheet of thesis in Marcus. The sheet of the Rambam is not. The Eser Veishev Zagzila Shel Gozal implies that in the Chifetz HaGozal, so is bien, then he has to return it. But if it's not Nisra, never, it's not Beilo, then the Eser Veishev Zagzila Shel Gozal does not imply that he has to pay. But there is a few tashlumim anyway. There is a parish in Vayikro that the gazlan is mechuyev to pay in the same way as in Mazik is mechuyev to pay. Without any essay, there is a chiyuv tashlumi. So according to the Rambam, there is a loche lav anita mi tashlumi is potter of malchus. Teitzves is chelk and the whole aloche of lav anita mi tashlumi is potter of malchus. Lav anita mi tashlumi is potter of malchus. So according to Teitzves, the reason is why there is no malchus for a gazlan, even when the Be'en is not Be'elon, even when the Dovra Gozo is not Be'elon, so it's because it still is Nichlal in the essay of the Heishiv Zagzila Shagozo. So not only the restoration of the thing in specie it comes within that essay, but even the Tashlumim comes within that essay. That's it. But there is no aloche of Lavanit Tashlum. Now, so according to Rabbi Yehine, if Rabbi Yehine would agree with the shite. So Bishleim if Rabbi Yehine would agree with the shite of the Rambam. All right. So it's no kash. Rabbi Yehine says every mazik is a lo misitzo. So the question is, let him be higher malchus. I mean, there is no such halacha in Elo Mishmanu that if somebody is a mazik, so he's higher malchus. But he's a lo misitzo. So if Rabbi Yehine agrees with the shite of Rambam, then there's no kash. He's able to see so, but there is a chiyuv tashlumi. So there is a loche labanit tashlumi leikim alof. Just as a gazlan who does not have the dovra gozal bed, so he's put on malchus and labanit tashlumi. So a mazik does not get malchus either. But assuming that Rabbi Yehine agrees with the shite of thesis, and it seems that most Rishonim agree with the thesis shite, not with Yisrael. So there is no aloche of labanit tashlumi leikim alof. There is only a loch of lava nitek l'ese. Of course, the ese applies only to a ganet, the gazel, not to a mazik. The ese doesn't apply to a mazik. So every mazik should be chaymak so bishleime, let's say, a momen a mazik, so he doesn't get malchus because he's lavshi in the mice. Because momen a mazik, so he didn't do any mice. He just didn't watch the shekel. So it's bishleval tais. So maybe there's no malchus. But other mamazik we are dying if he takes an axe and he breaks a table. So then it's a mindset. Let him be high malchus and there is no real malchus. Alright, so you can say that we have to say that Rabbi Yehine agrees with Shes Rambam. But that does not, even if we assume that Rabbi Yehine agrees with Shes Rambam, it is still not without difficulties. Why? Because not every mazik is highly kashrut. For example, there is a halacha that Gomer ben Izokin is poter. So Gomer ben Izokin is poter, but the Morim Bor Basra say that Gomer ben Izokin is osir. Now, since according to Rabbi Yehine, so mazik comes within his sizzle, so it's mistaber that not only mazik yodayim comes within his sizzle. Even Gomer ben Izokin, since the Gemara in Bor Basra says in Yachpeya that Zeis Sineres Gomer ben Izokin Oser, So in the same insect, in other words, the distinction between Mazik Yodayim and Gomer is Ligabi Tashlum, but Ligabi Isa there is no distinction. So if Mazik Yodayim is Simon Sigzlo, so Gomer and Zokin is also Simon Sigzlo. So then there is no Tashlumim. So then there should be a paradoxical aloha that if somebody is Mazik Yodayim, so he's Potter of Malchus. But if, because he's Ilavani to Tashlumi, but if he's Mazik al Vigrome, since there is no Tashlumi, he's not Ilavani to Tashlumi, so it sounds paradoxical, but it should be like that. We do find something like that in regard to Chiru B'Chaveri. So if somebody is Chiru B'Chaveri and it's Shovet Rute, so then he's Potter. Because Befeir is Shrips of Teirom is Tashlumi. But if somebody is Chiru B'Chaveri, Akoe, Pochas B'Shovet Rute, let's say he slaps his face, so there is no, let's say the person is not sensitive, so there is no basis. He's not sensitive, he doesn't care. But, so then it's high malchus. So then it's high malchus, because then it's not Nidu Tashlumi. But there is no such aloha that if somebody is giving an ezek, so he should be high malchus. So what's the terence and the kashi against Hamiyeh? So the answer is this. Hamiyeh doesn't mean that the equal love of the Sigzel has reference to Nizoki. Now, the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he mentions it a number of times. Now, for example, there is a love of the Sashkis Esegzel. That means, that's in last week's seven, in Shevi. So, if somebody chops down a tree, so he's even a lot with Sashkis Esegzel. And suppose he does it, he's high malchus. But the Gemara says, not only if he chops down a tree, if he does any hefzed money, he's kereya kelim b'chamos, godim b'chamos, in anger, just wasteful. Even his own, in anger, he'll tear his bed. So he's evil botashos. He's evil botashos. So the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, for that he's not chayav malchus. If somebody is Rambam Perikov Yuchas Melochi Halacha Ches says as follows: In case it seems you want in Machol Shachus Lundine, they made him a Masamayim Kibishi Yifsha. Shenema Lishashka says a Yisra. Vichola Kates it's like, the Lord be Motsa Bilbat, even though the Torah mentions that law in connection with the siege in Bechome, but it applies all the time. The Lord be Motsa Bilbat, El Bechol Mokim Kola Kates it's Ilon Machol Derech Hashchos Aleikim. Even if it's his own tree, so he's like it. Then he says, "In Aloha Yud, V'loyo Yilon is Bilbat, El Kolam Shaber Kenin V'Kirei Avgodin, V'Hir is Binyan V'Sei Simayon U'Mabit Macholis Derech Hashchose Ein Rabu Nisachas." It's not a smach, it's a drosh egmore. V'Nilei Kelo Makas Maldes Udevay. But Malkes there is. But if somebody cuts off a tree, chops down a tree, so there is high malchus. So the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs as the kashi. Why is it so much? If every hashchoses mamon is included in the love of nisashkis, so then you should be high malchus for every hashchoses mamon. Why do we say that malchus is only high if he chops down a tree, but any other hashchoses mamon is only makas malchus? So the Rambam gives the Teres in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, because in Mikro Yetzin, the Pshutei Shal Mikro, the Torah says, it's trees. So the Pshitish HaMikro has reference only to Nitzmach. But for the Midish HaTir Midrashes then, so the Chachomim did use other Ashkoses also. But the Ikaralav has reference to Nitzmach. So the Melee in respect to other Ashkoses that are not implicit in the Ikaralav, but they are deduced from the Midish HaTir Midrashes then. So it's the Lash of the Cholos. What is the Lash of the Cholos? Lash of the Cholos in Lake Nolot. What does Lash of the Cholos mean? Lash of the Cholos means a love that involves many Yisur. Many Yisur. For example, we say Chol Adam. We say Chol Adam. So the number of Yisur implicit in that love of we say Chol Adam. First of all, it's the Azore for Achilas and Seir Omeir. There is a Karsha of Seir Omeir. Mesir Amir is Chayim Misi. What is it, Mesir Amir? Mesir Amir means if he steals from his father and his mother, and he buys with the stolen money, he buys wine and meat, and he eats it for the first time, you know, in a company, in a group of hoodlums and criminals and gangsters. And then, so the first time he does it, so then he gets malchus. The second time is Chayim. So, lo onesh hakosav on kinizia. So, and the Mishnah says, ben seir omeire nidin al shem seifei. It's not the reason as to why the Torah was mechayim ben seir omeire. Mise is not because of that maisa avera of stealing from his parents and buying meat and wine and eat it. Have diluted, have not diluted, I mean, have cooked, have not cooked in the company of hoodlums, it's not an inish for that avir. The Torah would be Mechayim, he said, was Al Shem Seifei, because he is destined to become a gangster and to kill people. So, Yom Zakai Val Yom Zakai, that's what the Mishnah says in Salem. But, where was the Torah Mazel against this kind of behavior? Lo yiseich lo adam, lo yiseich lo achilo amivio v'shvichazal. That kind of eating is conducive to shvichazal. To shvichazal. That's one misal that is implicit in yiseich lo adam. Then there is aloche. If somebody, let's say, shechts the heime, but the heime is still living, and the facheses are ikechayo chovareo, he severed the rope, the major portion of the gageres and the veishet, the windpipe and the esophagus, but the behemoth is still living. And it can continue to live for another 20 minutes or half an hour. So I'm fachesis, harei kechayo chomorel. But if somebody will cut off your leg from that behemoth that in which ishchiti was realized, but he'll cut off the leg while the behemoth is still living, he will not be even the Yisrael of Eirav Nachai, because once the behemoth was Nishchato, so the Yisrael of Eirav Nachai was removed. But if he cut off the leg of that behemoth before the behemoth dies, while the behemoth is still living, so then he'll be even an Yisrael of Yisrael Adam. That's also new. Then there is Aloche, that if Sanhedrin will give a deed of a person with Mise, so that day they are mechuyev to fast, they are not allowed to eat or to drink. So we say Chol Adam. In other words, if you carry out a capital punishment, so that day they are not allowed to eat. So the aloha is that is not chayv malkes. Anoichon nabein okinim shetitzi nafsho, or Sanhedrin who ate on the day that they sentence someone with Mise. Why not? Because since that law contains several Yisurim, and Mise of Achilas Besir Omer, and Mise of Ichum Nabi Mokim Shiz Nafsho, and Mise of Sanhedrin Shehor, and Sanhedrin Shegomu, and Sadi. So Asurim Lechir, and Litin Kolesi Ayei, so it's a Lash Becholis. Briefly, Lash Becholis means a law that implies several Yisurim. More than one Israel. So that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why if somebody, the Rambam says it in Siva Mitzvahs, if somebody is mashris money, he tears God in anger, his own body, even if it's his own body. So he's either allowed, but he's not chayav malkes. Why is it chayav malkes? Because the ikala has reference to its mach. But other ashkoses, other efsed momen, are included in the ilah. So memele ligabe other ashkoses, ligabe other efsed momen, is considered the lafshi b'chores. Then you'll ask, so even if he chops down the trees, he should still be potter malkes. Because it contains many soil. So the answer is this. If a certain love implies to his soil, then each Yisera is on the same level, they are both implicit in the previous of the call, so then there is no malchus on either Yisera. But in a case where a certain love implies several Yisera, and one Yisera is implicit in the previous of the call, and the other Yisera is only implicit in the drash, not in the previous of the call. So ligabe the Yisera. So the Yisera that is implicit in the previous of Mikro is considered the Ikala. And the other Yisera is not the Ikala. So merely it's considered Lafshe Bechola is only Ligabe, the Yisera that is implicit in the Drash, that is not implicit in the previous of Mikro. But Ligabe, the Yisera that is implicit in the previous of Mikro, so it's not considered Lafshe Bechola. Anyway, we have other examples. For example, Bodhisattva. So the traditional mikro of the shaktsu is that one is not allowed to eat insects. Shoti. He's not allowed. And if somebody eats insects, he sherets his chayav malkes for the love of the shaktsu. But Gemara says in Makkes, ho'echel v'yodayim z'omeis, with filthy hands, he'll take a piece of bread and eat. He's also in the shaktsu. So the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, for that he's not chayav malkes. Why not? He says, the Pshutish of Mikro has reference to Achila Shkotim Olmasi. But the Gemara deduces other disgusting acts that also comes within the love of all the Shaktu. But since it's not implicit in Pshutish of Mikro, so there is no Malkes. Why? Because it's a love regarding the Yisrael that is not implicit in the Pshutish of Mikro, it's a love Shabbos. So in Melech, the Rabbi is made that the Yikalab of the Sixel has referenced the Zayl. Not the Mazik. But it's Nichla. It's Nichla in the love of the Sixel. But the Yikalab does not refer to Nizikim. Refers to Gezel Mamish. To Zayl of Yodai Mamish. But other Nizikim are Nichla on Yisrael. So in Melech, there is no Malkes. Because it's a lash of the chorus. So Ramiyeli doesn't have to agree with the Rambam Shite. Ramiyeli can agree with Deitzer Shite. That there is no aloha of lava in Kashlom. And the reason is why Gazlan doesn't get malkes is because lava in Kashlom. But in Mazik is not lava in Kashlom. But in Mazik, so even without lava in Kashlom, he can get malkes because the Ikalab of Lisigzel does not refer to Mizikim. It refers to Zayla, so maybe it's Lashon HaKodesh. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says that Nizikin involves an Issa. In other words, one shouldn't think. All he has to do is to pay, but he can be Mazik. He can be negligent, he doesn't have to watch a share. If he doesn't watch a share, the share is Mazik, even though he pays every penny. So, he is Eivir and Issa the Raise. What's the Issa the Raise? He is Eivir and Isigzel, that is Nichla, and Issa, that is Nichol, in the love of Isigzel. So according to the Rambam, it's Nichol, I'm sorry, according to Rami Yehne, it's Nichol in the love of the Sixth. The Rambam doesn't mention that Mazik, all the obvious Sixthim, are Nichol in the love of the Sixth. If the Rambam doesn't mention it, so Minastan, so it's not Nichol in the love of the Sixth. But the Rambam does mention that one should not think that Nizikin only implies a Chiyuv Tashlumin, but there is no Maisavera. The Rambam does say that there is a Maisavere by Nizikin. Not only Mazik, not only Odom Mazik, not only Odom Mazik, but even Momi Mazik. And the Rambam says like this. The Rambam, Perikei Melchis, Gimon Aloch Aleph, says as follows. Behemo shall be so royal, Uposo, Vinichliso, Bisoniso, Bihom, Apopisha, Daimo, Yiziko, Maskin, Biboleo, Shomishom, Imushoma, Behemte, Vilimono, Milireis, Yeshishus, Vibalasode, Vishoto, Shritok, Shero, Veimel, Vibaleo, Veu, Michu, Posa, Shalahem. Mitnishosa, Leodom, Mitnishosa, Leodom, Lehazik, Ulishali, Mashizik. Afilu nikrim hanezekos. So the Rambam mentions Allah. Suppose a certain behemoth belonging to Reuven is accustomed to enter into the fields of others, into the fields and the vineyards of other people, and be mazik. So the nizukim keep on complaining to the owner of the ox. He says, "Why don't you watch your ox? It keeps on coming into my field and into my vineyard, and it's mazik." So the owner of the ox says, what do you care? If there is damage, you produce witnesses, then I'll pay a return. So the law here is not that we warn the buyer, and if he doesn't exercise care over his behavior, so then Bezdin tells any nizik. To, that he can shech the behemoth and then tell the Bali, you now sell the boso and pay me the damage that you caused. Why? In other words, he can take action to put a stop to this negligence by the owner of the sheikh. Why? So the Rambam says, "Mipnisha osel liodom lihazik ulishalim mashizik afilu likre manezekos." So, why does the Rambam say afilu likre manezekos? Why does the Rambam say afilu likre manezekos? Because the Rambam at first said, "Mipnisha osel liodom lihazik ulishalim mashizik." So that's true if a person be a dying is mazik. But here we're not dealing with the case, the Rambam doesn't deal with the case where the person, the owner, is mazik. The owner has an axe. He doesn't take care of the axe. He lets the axe walk into the fields of others and be mazik. So true, it's also to be mazik. But he can say, "Was I mazik you? I didn't enter your field. I didn't do anything. My axe did." So complain against the axe. Why do you complain against me? So the answer is, not only is it osa, liyodom lehaziko lishalim mashehiti, afilu likrei manezek osa, even to be geirei minezek, so it's also osa. So that means the Rambam tells us in the Chiddush that the whole aveira of all the obvious nizikim, even momen hamazik, somebody has an axe and doesn't watch the axe, so then he's considered a geirim b'nizok. He himself, in a passive way, is a geirim b'nizok. Why? Because there is a chiyuv shmir. There is a chiyuv shmir. Now, Reb Chaim said, it's not mentioned in the Sefer, but I heard it from my father. Reb Chaim said that the lo yishmirenu, according to the Rambam, now the Torah says lo yishmirenu, connection, many times in connection with the chiyuv, the liability of an owner of a mazik. So the Torah says, "Lo yishmerenu." Several times. Oh, v'chiligach sheir esisho yesisho gomeitz soker yisoker asheir. So the Torah says, he'll not watch it. In other words, if he does watch it, he's not chayav. But if he doesn't watch the sheir, so then he's chayav. So what's the pshat? That's only a moment of halacha. The same way as ishinosocho. If he's a shimasocho over a certain chayvetz, and then it's nignivo inevitable, so he's mechuyev to pay, because it means that he's an avarian, just because it was stolen from him. So the chiyuv shmire incumbent upon a shimasocho does not imply Ma'isaveh. It only implies a human, a monetary responsibility. Not an Aveira, it's not an Avaria. Somebody undertakes to watch another person's chayfetz, and he gets paid for it. And then it was stolen from him. So no matter what care he exercised, as long as he didn't keep it in the karke, so he's responsible. Does it mean that he's an Avaria and he was in an Avaira? What Avaira was he in? It's a real moment. Maybe the Lishnerenu by Mazik is also a real moment, but no Maizaber. So no. So Rav Chaim said no. Certainly true according to Rambam, because the Rambam says here, she also leodom lehazik lishalom mashiizik afil lichem anezikosya, and he has reference to a shader that was Mazik, where there was no Maizikome altogether. The person, the owner, is completely passive. He didn't do anything. He just refrained from exercising the proper care. He should have tied the axe to a chain so that the axe couldn't go. And he didn't do it. But he did any maize. So the Rambam says, after little manezek he was. Why? Where is it? His maizavere? Where is it mentioned? The answer is, lo yishmerenu. The Torah mentions implies not only a chiyuv tashlum, it implies a chiyuv shmerenu. And the niser of being negligent. It's a nisa v'shevaltais. It's not a nisa say. It doesn't mean that every time that when a person has a share and he takes a chain and he ties the share to the wall so that the share couldn't go out and be mazik, that's a kima mitzvah. It's not a kima mitzvah. It's a nisa. In other words, if he doesn't restrain the share, so then he's even an avere. The avere consists in being negligent, in refraining from exercising the proper care over the share. So, Loishnerenu implies two things. A chiyuv tashlumim if he failed to exercise the care, and also a maisa avere, a chiyuv and the nisa, a chiyuv of shmirah, and the nisa of not watching, of being a pesheya, of being negligent in refraining from exercising the proper care. And the Rai is, after all, the Lishmerenu is mentioned in connection with the sheya who killed the human being, and it's also mentioned in other parshas also. Now, Oineida kisheya nagahu mitmeil shil sheya the Lo Yishmerenu Bolov, Lo Yishmerenu Bolov, Shalom Yishalom, Sheya Tagaz Hashaya, Ve'ames Yilem. So, as far as the Lo Yishmerenu that is mentioned in Posik of Tes, in connection with the Sheya who killed the human being, so the Torah says, Hashir Yisokyo Gambolov Yumos. What does Gambolov Yumos mean? Misen Yishamayim. But, in Kif HaYushasolo, V'nosam Pidinav Shei Kechil HaShem Yushasolo. Now, here again, there is a machlokes between the Rashbam and the Ebenezer. Rashbam and the Ebenezer. So the Torah says, in Kifa Yusha Solo, we know something in Nafshi, Kifa Yusha Solo. So Kifa is Kapor. Why is it Kapor? Eh? Because it takes off the Achiyuv Nisid in Shomai. Because the Torah says, we can be all of Yumos. But in Kifa Yusha Solo, so we know something in Nafshi, Kifa Yusha Solo, so that removes the Achiyuv Nisid in Shomai of the Balashi. So, but that is a kapor. Suppose he doesn't pay him. Will he be chayav b'nisin shamayim or he won't be chayav b'nisin shamayim? Suppose someone has an axe and he doesn't watch the axe and the axe is already in Shira Mu'et, but the owner still doesn't watch the axe and the axe, after it addicted itself to going, so it went out again. It was allowed to go out again and it killed a human being. So the share, of course the share is high, we say, even the first time. We got more of him was. But in Kifa Yishasolo, suppose that the Bible he doesn't pick it. Is it high, we say, Shemaim or not? So the Rashbam says in so many words, we got more of him was. So the Rashbam says, Bidei Shamayim, V'yitein Kefer, Potam Misa Bidei Shamayim. But if he doesn't pay the Kefer, he's Mamish Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. The owner. Now, of course, according to the Rashbam, he's Mamish Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. He certainly is an Avayim. The Torah wouldn't be Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim if he wasn't an Avayim, if he didn't do an Avera. What Avera did he do? What Avera did he do? He killed. He didn't kill. His axe killed. He didn't kill. The answer is he was negligent. He was negligent. So for his negligence, he was aver on the iser of Yishnerenu. Lo Yishnerenu implies an iser, not only a chiyuv tashlumim, but also an iser. And it certainly implies an iser, because the Torah says lo Yishnerenu v'gam b'ol of yumos. So that's an einish. An einish for what? For the maisavere. Which maisavere? For his pshie, for not watching his shayla. So he certainly applies the maizaber. And the Ben Ezra is chelek on the Rashbam. The Ben Ezra says, the Rashbam says, we can go a few more speedy shamayim. Will he take kefer? What are Mr. Shamayim? But if he doesn't pay the kefer, he's manish chayim Mr. Shamayim. The Ezra says, he will say, Yumos, ze yumos lefidanti, kmoi ayin tachasayim, shu rohu she yumos, imo yin kipa nafshe, vichol ze babo shu kosuf, yumos velo yomos. So, the Ben Ezra says that even if he doesn't pay the kipa, he's not chayim misel shemayim. But the Torah says we can bowl of yumos. So, according to Rashbam, can bowl of yumos means pshutiki mashmoye, yumos. You will be Shemayim, but Keiva you just solo. So the Keifer removes the Chibur Shemayim. But if he doesn't take Keifer, his Mamish Chayim Midin Shemayim. The Ben Ezra explains the rule of Yumos. Rohu who are you? Rohu who your liyis lomus bin Shemayim. Im lo isha toiro chiyav di begin. In other words, Yumos is, he should be Chayim Midin Shemayim. But the Torah had compassion upon him, and was mechayev in kefer, and the chiyuv kefer removes the chiyuv neshamayim. So according to the Rashbam, is the actual tashlumim that removes the chiyuv neshamayim. According to the Ben Ezra, it's the chiyuv kefer that removes the chiyuv neshamayim. But even if he doesn't pay, but he's mechuyev, so there is no chiyuv neshamayim.